Good afternoon. Does everyone hear me okay? Good afternoon. There we go. My name is Linda Truitt. I'm with the National Institute of Justice, which is part of the Office of Justice Programs in U.S. Department of Justice. NIJ is the Development, Research, and Evaluation Department. Our job is to study objectively, independently, and using evidence-based knowledge to develop tools and information, particularly for state and local interests. Today's panel is on alternative sentencing policies for drug offenders. It's based on an NIJ grant to evaluate the effectiveness of Kansas Senate Bill 123, which, as you'll learn, mandates drug abuse treatment for nonviolent drug possession offenders in lieu of prison. Very briefly, I just want to describe NIJ's portfolio of drugs and crime research. Here we develop and evaluate effective law enforcement, court, and corrections responses to criminal behavior related to alcohol and other drugs. This research informs crime reduction through several approaches listed here, including epidemiology, prevention and intervention, drug markets, market disruption, and technology. This important policy analysis presented today is a genuine researcher-practitioner relationship and partnership, and I want to acknowledge a couple of our audience members who are the executive director and the research director from the Kansas Sentencing Commission. Thank you very much for coming today. Our panel begins with Roger Werholtz. He's the Secretary of Corrections for the state of Kansas and a member of the Kansas Sentencing Commission. They work closely with NIJ's researchers on this project for quite a while now. Mr. Werholtz chairs also the Kansas Criminal Justice Coordinating Council and is a member of several councils concerned with several things, including reentry, sex offenders, rehabilitation and restoration, information technology, mental health services, substance abuse prevention, and community corrections. Next, NIJ's grantees will present findings from their research on criminal justice processes and offender performance. Dr. Andres Renjifo is an assistant professor in the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. His interests include communities and crime that emphasize neighborhood social networks and informal controls. Dr. Don Stamen is an assistant professor in the Criminal Justice Department at Loyola University Chicago. His interests focus on sentencing and corrections, in particular innovation in policies and their impact on agencies and other systems. They began this grant at Veer Institute of Justice, which graciously allowed the researchers to continue working independently on this project with the Sentencing Commission. Please note that I'll leave about 20 minutes at the end of this for Q&A after hearing final comments from Mr. Werholtz. I'll advise the presenters to take some questions, but mostly for points of clarification. And I think we also have some handouts that you may want to get at the end of this. If we don't have enough to go around, which I don't think we do, please feel free to contact the researchers at the end of this to request more information. Lastly, I just want to point out some of the information resources we have at NIJ. All of the work products that result from our cooperative agreements and grants and contracts are made available through several archives. The first is NCJRS, which houses all of the work products that are written, reports, and other. Also, NACJD, where we house all of the data archives, whether it's qualitative or quantitative research results. And also, for this panel, I wanted to note the Commission's website, which provides information on SB 123 and a host of other information. So I'll start with Mr. Werholtz.